One, two, three. Sore losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox, and I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yo, I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, I don't know the what's, but once upon a time, I had the Rona.
What up, y'all? Sizzin North. I now live on the west side of Nashville with my wife. We shotgun weekends, Bud Light Hard Seltzer. Live tweet, Spencer Jones. Sore losers, please don't let the Box family run solo ever again. We like them one at a time. We need Sizzin and Eddie back ASAP.
Well, they got it.
Well, you're back. And I mean, before we go on, we got to say happy 8th birthday to Bennett. Oh, yeah, Bennett Behans is turning 8 years old today. Woo!
Oh, it's Behans' boy.
Oh, I thought your friend Behans from Vegas Behans was 8 years old. Said, I'm like, Coach, you've been dealing 8-year-old the whole time?
No. Behans hit me up and said, hey, are you guys doing the pod on Wednesday? Oh. Can you say happy 8th birthday to Bennett? I let him listen every day in the car.
All right. Happy birthday,
Bennett.
And
when Eddie goes off the rails, I turn it off.
Oh, good, Bennett. All right. Well, hopefully, Bennett, he won't turn you off today. Happy birthday, buddy.
Behans is 8 years old. Hey, so I had his 8-year-old go to the mom to go to the casino to place the bet. Thank you, Behans.
When he said that, Coach, I'm like, well, he's been friends with an 8-year-old.
Coach, and anytime we give a birthday shout out to like a 10-year-old or something, I'm like, guys,
there should be a disclaimer.
No, that's awesome. That means we are already getting the next generation that is going to start listening to our pod early, so we are increasing our audience.
And the reason I bring that up is because somebody came at me and said that we're vulgar, we do this, we do that, and I responded with...
I do, no one else does. Is that what you said?
No.
I
responded with, okay, I want to get the exact guy.
There's no I and we is what you meant to say, right?
Steel Nation 19. One,
you like
on
the Steelers.
Twitter, it was nice to hear sports talk with the Box family instead of crude, racy, disgusting sex talk. And then I responded, but that's how we get the ratings.
Nice.
Good call.
But I see, Ray, the when you do all the racy sex talk, they group us all into that. We don't even do that. It's you.
You know what it is? The ding.
Did you guys not do any things?
Well, my brother threw out a couple one-liners, the big show, and he made a couple jokes, and he did some imitations of me. He was like, I don't want to do that segment. I don't want to be here.
Oh, he would do stuff like that?
Yeah, they were like, how am I doing? Do I sound like Eddie? Do I sound like Ray?
Did anyone bring an apple?
No, but they referenced it.
They did reference the apple.
Hey, I do want to say we did take that one show off. Lunch always does his Austin family reunion once a year. It's a tradition here with the Sore Losers Nation. I did want to say my review, I thought y'all did great. Lunch was good as ever. His brother has a very distinct voice, and he doesn't have the lisp that he had that where we created Batter of the Box. So he doesn't actually have that. He has a good radio voice, and then your dad is great as well. I was a little let down with Chest Day. I thought I'd get a little bit more personality. He wasn't great, but there is room for an improvement. I was probably terrible the first time I ever got on.
Well, I think Chest Day got a little nervous. It's just a lot of pressure.
Sure.
When 2,000 people are going to hear your podcast, you start thinking, because you got to understand, we do this every day, so we're comfortable, and he gets excited, and then it's like, ooh, and then he said, listen to my dad, my brother, and I start going off. He was like, man, I didn't know how to jump in. He goes, you guys just start going, and I just look at you like, well, where do I talk?
And you had to remind him a couple times, hey, guys, get on the mic.
Yes, that is one thing.
That's annoying.
My dad definitely goes about 6 feet across the room to start talking, and I'm like, Dad, back up on the mic.
Did they have headphones on?
No, we had no headphones. The studio had no headphones, and here's the sad part.
Couldn't tell at all, Coach.
I called. I had headphones. I was the only one. I called No Teeth Keith.
Hey, kid. I'm on my way, kid. I'm in San Francisco.
I got the Diners hat.
And I said, kid, you want to come do the podcast tomorrow? We're going to get the band together. We're going to go do it and all this. And then about 2 hours later,
I
realized.
Call my people.
Well, I can't do that.
Why?
Because of COVID.
Oh, sure. You don't want to put him in.
I don't want to put him at risk. I don't know where he's been, who he's been around, how safe he's been.
You're about to break the state guidelines inside of a radio studio, Coach.
And so I had to call him back and say, kid, I'm sorry, but...
I'll wear a mask.
I'm not worried about that stuff, kid.
And I'll sit 6 feet away from
y'all. That's why there was no Keith on the podcast.
But it was attempted, which is impressive. Dude, that would have been one hell of a lineup. You, Box, and then Kid.
That's the Beatles.
That's a good getting the show. Beatles back together.
Exactly. It would have been incredible.
Yeah. What I will say about another side review of Lunch, his brother and his dad, Chesty, I'm going to leave him out of it because for the most part, he wasn't in the podcast. He would just be in the background like, that's what I'm talking about. And I'd be like, Chesty, get on the mic like this instead of yelling in the background. But you guys have good chemistry because you guys have always talked throughout your lives. So I felt like at times we step on each other. You guys didn't at all, which was props. That was a one-time, one-and-done, out-the-door, great show.
Coach, if you Ray, if you got your dad, your brother, and you and did a podcast.
It'd be like this. It'd be like this.
Go ahead. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Yeah, his brother and his dad, I don't know if they would say a word.
So, you Ray, what started off by saying what?
Hey, how you guys feeling today?
Good. Fine. My brother would say, good. My dad would be like, good to be here. Okay, Dad.
Like that was I really
need some sentences.
It would be like pulling teeth with those two because it would be so hard because they are so quiet.
But because most people don't realize that on radio and podcasts, you have to talk like people care. Usually in your everyday life, you'll say a sentence, but you just imagine people don't care. But on here, people actually do care. So that's the emphasis you have to put into your points and to how you talk.
Well, also, too, you know, when you're talking on the radio, you're talking to yourself. You know, no one's really listening. Whoever's listening is not responding to you. So you're assuming that no one gives a crap, like you said, Ray. And also, it's hard to just talk and talk. And sometimes you don't even believe yourself after a while. You're just like, I just give up.
And you have, especially if you're doing it solo, and you have no one to respond to you.
I'd be better solo.
You would?
Yeah, Coach. If I'm doing a spinoff, I'm going all on my own.
It's so interesting to me how they do that. They just talk and talk and they just...
You think it would be harder? I was just listening to Colin Cowherd. I think it's actually easier. I mean, he can say whatever he wants. Okay. Nobody derails him. All we do is derail each other. He just goes off. He has his writers produce this tree of angles and analogies that he's going to do, and he can just say whatever he wants.
And no one argues with him, so his opinion is right. Whereas here, I have all the right opinions, and you guys just interrupt me and don't even let me finish my statements. But at least you guys are interrupting me, and so I have to fight back.
See, I think that's a good marriage, you know, when you have, like, the husband that's opinionated or whatever, and the wife says, honey, you're being irrational. Like, you're not thinking this through. He's like, what do you mean I'm not thinking this through? You got to let him go to prom. Like, see, that's what a marriage is, and that's what a conversation should sound like. Not one dude being like, prom sucks, and I'll tell you why.
No, prom doesn't suck, actually, because I was prom king.
That was an example.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And you don't want to hear one dude say his opinion with no one saying, like, actually, dude, no, you're wrong. Because who wants to hear a wrong person be wrong for 45 minutes to an hour? You want to hear all the different sides of it. Like you said, it's sports. And you guys even talked about that, I think, you and your family. It's sports.
Yeah.
You're going to be wrong some days. You're going to be right some days. You want to have those wrong opinions and right opinions.
You're right.
One thing I did find from you all's conversation was funny.
Eddie, did you listen to it?
I listened to like the first 20 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
So
we went an hour and a half.
I heard.
Yeah. And at one point my brother's like, the clock.
Yeah, clock. It was funny because, you know, like they kept throwing jabs at me and Ray. You know, we talked about the fantasy thing and all that. And your dad's theory on why I didn't want your brother on there, pretty funny. Not true, but funny.
Semi-true.
Semi-true.
I mean, it sounded pretty true. So Lunch's brother's a baller in all these other fantasy leagues that Eddie's in. And so Eddie thought, I don't want him in my division if he's this good. So that's why he put up a fuss.
Which is what your dad said.
Yes.
That's his theory.
That was my dad's theory.
Love it. But they would always say, Ray, and it was a shot to me and you saying, we want to be here. Right. They would say stuff like that. And I'm thinking, all right, Box family, you do this 3 days a week for the next 3 years. And let's see how much you want to be there all the time.
And guys, for the last time, I want somebody to record this, put it on record, play it for anybody that ever is against the show and us and our energy and how much we hate it. This is easy, but it's the big show
that exhausting
saps every bit of our energy. So then this show is given absolute scraps. My wife is given the scraps of the scraps.
It's so weird to hear you say wife. Sorry. I was like, why? Oh, he is married.
Married. Wife.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, you said it right for the first time.
Yeah, that was good.
It's a lot easier than fiance.
Sure. That
and pain. Listen, you guys have to, these guys do want to be here. There are just some days they don't want to be here. And there's days that I don't want to be here, but I try to fake it till I make it.
No, listen.
Yeah, I don't fake it.
There's podcasts I listen to. I've carved out a little bit of time during the day where I'm now listening to other podcasts.
Wow.
And so Caller Daddy ended up ending.
Here we go. Caller Daddy. Here we go.
That one doesn't happen anymore, but Sophia with an F, she has her own show, and I believe the other chick does as well. So I started listening to it, and what I realized is these chicks do one episode a week. Mofo, we're doing three on top of the big show, and they're probably hating just doing one. So what I'm saying is us doing three a week on top of a daily morning live radio show across the nation, I'd say is more than any other person in the country
totally.
Right now.
I have to say that I was going for a run yesterday, and I thought about it. When we first started, we were doing five a day.
Oh, Mike, why are you bringing that up? No, that was brutal.
Five a week. Sorry.
We started in the afternoon, ended at night.
I did 4-hour podcast.
And I realized, and I thought it was, we were doing five a week, and I thought that was the smart way to build up an audience. And on my run yesterday, I realized it was probably the dumbest thing we could have done. Because
that's the epiphany he had running.
That was we should have started out with 2 days a week
and then done more.
And done more if we felt it was better instead of starting out with a lot and getting people used to a lot and then shrinking it down.
That wasn't the design of the system, though. We weren't asked to do that at the beginning.
I know. So we messed up. We messed up but we're glad you love it and you want more. You know what I don't want more of, though?
There we go.
Sarah Fuller.
No, I don't want more of college football.
Sarah Fuller.
College Dude, football.
Nephew, hey, my nephew said he wanted a jersey for Christmas. I said, I'm getting you Sarah Fuller.
How you give him a bandy, Sarah Fuller? Hey, what did your family say about Sarah Fuller?
My dad thought it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He thought it was a publicity stunt by letting her just kick the extra points. He was like, any college soccer girl could kick an extra point. If she's the kicker, let her kick the field goals, which they did not do. And the coach's quote of saying, listen, she was our most consistent inside the 10, so that's why we were going to have...
Dude, if he actually did say that...
No, he actually did that. Article.
There's ways to clean history on the internet. He needs to polish that off because it makes no sense that there's a better kicker from 30 out, but she's the best from 10 out.
She's consistent.
No, inside 10. Inside 10. So it was always their game plan was always to have her kick inside the 10-yard line.
Sure, yes. Because every team, you may not realize, every team has that kicker.
Oh, inside the 10-yard specialist?
Yes.
My brother didn't care about it. He didn't understand why it was such a big story.
Move on.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to talk about it. I have no opinion. Now, I want to talk about, I went off on college football on Monday with the family, and I'm going to go off again because I don't understand the college football playoff rankings. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's so stupid. And either they're really smart and they're just protecting Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, or it just is, hey, screw the little guy. We're just going to keep these guys up here at the top. Because Florida last week, they lost to a 3-5 LSU team in the swamp. In Gainesville, Florida, they lost. And in the rankings, guess how far they dropped?
Seven.
One Two. Spot.
Oh.
One spot. How can you lose to a 3-5 team with a freshman quarterback making his first collegiate start at your place and you only drop one spot?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it is kind of weird looking at the schedule every week and being like, all right, what game am I excited about? And then you get excited about it, and the next thing you know, it's canceled or postponed. So I feel like they really don't even know what to do even with these college rankings because they don't even know who's playing or not.
I understand, but Florida lost.
Sure.
They lost to a 3-5 team at home, and they only dropped one spot in the rankings.
But then
Cincinnati is 8-0 and didn't play a game this week, and they drop a spot. How can they drop a spot if Florida lost for their second time this year to an unranked 3-5 team, and they – drop the same. How does that happen?
Basically.
But Ohio State did not play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But Ohio State did not
play.
They're
assuming they would have won.
Right. Well, Cincinnati, so they're assuming they would have lost even though they're undefeated?
No, they did play, though.
No, Cincinnati did not. They didn't have a game, and they dropped a spot in the rankings. Ohio State did not play, but we're going to keep you in the same spot.
Because they're a better team.
I understand that, but why is Cincinnati dropping? They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Florida lost to a 3-5 team, and they lost one spot in the rankings. So what this is telling me, I don't know if they did this to protect Alabama, Notre Dame, and Clemson, saying they are automatically in the college football playoff no matter what. So if Alabama loses, well, man, they lost to the number 7 team this week in the SEC championship, so they can only drop one spot. Clemson loses to Notre Dame for the second time this year. They can't drop them more than one spot, right? Mm-mm. Because Florida lost to a 3-5 team and only dropped one spot.
Right.
So they're saying even if Clemson loses, they're still in. The only team that has to worry is Ohio State. If they lose, they drop one spot and maybe A&M gets in. It is so dumb.
And let's be real. They're doing a lot of it just to keep Coastal Carolina out of that top 10.
Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina, they don't want anything to do with them.
We don't want no Coastal Carolina in the playoff Final Four, folks.
But I just...
But who are they playing? Who's Coastal Carolina playing?
They beat Kansas.
Wow. Everybody beat Kansas. Next.
Correct. They beat Louisiana Lafayette, who beat...
the Raging Cajuns?
Who beat Iowa State by 17.
Not the same. I try to bet that way. That doesn't work.
Yeah, well, I was trying to gamble that way.
Iowa State.
Do not gamble that way.
They it's weird. Beat them?
Oh.
Well, then that means they'll beat them because they beat them.
No. They beat them by 10? Oh, well, then they'll beat them
they'll
by 10.
They'll easily win
but
by 10.
But that's Louisiana.
For sure.
Okay. But the only loss Louisiana Lafayette has is to Coastal Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Iowa State is 8-2. They lost to Louisiana Lafayette and Oklahoma State.
Iowa State, I think, lost the first game of the year.
But yeah, to Louisiana Lafayette. But they're ranked number 6.
The first game of the year, Coach. Remember COVID. It was very complicated.
I'm fine the way the top 8 looks, but after that, it's a bunch of crap.
How can you be okay with Florida staying at number 7?
Because they're a good team. The times they've won, don't they win by 30?
It doesn't matter. They lost to a 3-5 team. If Cincinnati lost to a 3-5 team, they'd be out of the top 25.
Listen, this is the best Florida team since Aaron Hernandez, and I'll hang up and listen.
Wow. Emmitt Smith. That was a good team, too.
What about Tebow? That was good. That was probably the same as
that
Aaron Hernandez.
That was the Aaron Hernandez team.
I am just saying I don't understand how they can look at a loss to a 3-5 team and be like, oh, you only dropped one spot. So now Notre Dame and Clemson, it doesn't matter to me what happens this weekend. They're both in the playoffs.
Sure, they can't drop.
Right, they can't drop because they're playing the number 2 and 3 team in the country.
Correct.
So if Clemson wins,
can they swap?
Right, that's what I was gonna say. What does that mean? We're gonna get Notre Dame and Clemson 3 times. If Clemson wins, they go to number 2. Notre Dame goes to number 3, and they play again next week in the college football playoff. I mean,
is there something to be said though that we are going through a national pandemic? And say last year they spent hours of grueling paperwork and review and tape study figuring out this top 25.
Okay.
You think this year maybe they reduced their time spent on a NFL or NCAA ranking?
Guys, do you think that even without the pandemic, they're really studying things to make up this ranking? They don't give a crap.
It's all about the money.
It's a piece. Oh, okay. Maybe. Well, I was going to say it's just a piece of paper they turn in every week.
No, they have a committee.
I know, and they're like, hey, guys, committee time. Yeah. Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame. Sure, okay,
well,
cool, there you go.
This year, the committee isn't in a room.
It's probably Zoom. Maybe they're having connection issues.
One of the guys farts, distracts the entire Zoom.
One of the guys walks in naked, distracts the whole Zoom.
Dang.
That's a good point.
They think he wants the team.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I was so frustrated last night watching Florida only dropped one spot, and I really felt like, okay, either they are just idiots or they're trying to protect the teams at the top, saying, look, Florida only dropped one spot, so that's why we're only going to drop Alabama one spot if they lose to Florida, or if Clemson loses, we'll only drop them one spot because they're playing the number 2. If Florida, after losing to a 3-5 team, only drops one spot, if you lose to Notre Dame and you're Clemson, you should only drop one spot.
There is some validity to that. I mean, you got your Heisman candidate in Florida. You can't have that team drop too much. Like they're still worried about viewers. You don't know who's going to play every week. You know, going into Saturday, sometimes you don't even know if you're going to watch Saturday because it's all a bunch of crapper games.
Yeah.
You really don't know. So I bet 100% they're still worried a little bit.
They wanted to say number 7 versus number 1 instead of number 15 versus number 1.
Sure. They're worried about viewership.
And they're really thinking about it. Okay, we don't want Indiana to crack the top 10.
Correct.
They don't even have Pentatonix, the quarterback, anymore. And Coastal Carolina Keep them on the periphery. Please don't let them come.
Don't
make
let
a
Cincinnati
run.
In. We don't want them
Cincinnati.
In.
Cincinnati. Everybody's like, whoa, why would we watch Cincinnati? No, coach, if they were in, you wouldn't even watch Cincinnati.
I won't watch. Like, Ohio State got the bye into the Big Ten championship because they changed the rules. You know what I mean? Because at the beginning of the year, they said you have to play 6 games to qualify for the Big Ten championship. Now that Ohio State only played 5, we're going to change the rules, and Ohio State can go to the Big Ten championship, right? So now Indiana doesn't get to go. I will now not watch the Big Ten championship because of that.
Hmm. And have you guys watched the, let's say, the top 4 teams play? Bama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State.
Yes.
I've watched Notre Dame, Clemson, and Alabama.
I would say a majority of the games I've watched this year are those 4 teams. They're all really exciting teams. Like, those games are going to be awesome.
Yeah, because they're all really good.
Yes. I mean, Bama can score in a heartbeat. Ohio State will just toy with a team and then put up 30 in a quarter.
And then almost get beat by Indiana when they make a strong comeback in the second half.
I saw that. Yeah, but is Sunshine with Clemson, or is it the backup?
No, Ryan Day wasn't Clemson. There. Like, you're dealing with a bunch of weird things this year.
I get it. And that's why Ohio State, you can put them in the college football playoff is what I said. But you shouldn't change the rules to put them in the Big Ten championship. So you're telling all these other kids, hey, we made these rules, but because the school we don't want in isn't going to be in, we're going to change it. So they had to go to Indiana and say, hey, I know you guys played the right amount of games and you qualified for the Big Ten championship. We're actually going to take that from you, and we're going to give it to Ohio State.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me. That's what – and Ohio State has only played 5 games. And everybody says they look great. But the less games you play, the less likely you are to get upset. The more games you play, you're going to have a down game. That's what happens. But
it is weird looking at it. Coastal Carolina has played 11 games. Ohio State has played 5.
Yeah.
I mean, you give Coastal Carolina.
But again, coach, they're playing, you know, Liberty and like.
Dude, like Coastal Carolina, think about it this way. They have had an intense season. They're tired. I mean, Ohio State's just gearing up right now.
Did you see that tweet about being tired?
Somebody said we are right with our analyses that teams do get tired. Now, more people need to bring it up.
I mean, there had to be a news guy, a sports guy to really tell you guys. I've been telling you guys that.
But he did sound pretty dumb when he's on TV. He was like so scared to say it. He goes, and then also, what if they're tired?
I mean, but it's true. It's true. The Steelers were tired. It was their third game in like 13 days. They're exhausted.
Dang, I've been saying that. And I also said Jalen Hurts is going to be a badass. Let him play.
Dude, I want now, the next thing that needs to happen is a quarterback that comes out and says, I'm
tired.
I'm just tired. What do you want?
Well, what was Lamar Jackson doing? He was taking a nap half against the Browns. He was tired. And then he said, oh, hey, wake up, dude. There's one play. You need to go in and win the game.
We're tired. I mean, now, I want to see that in a press conference. We're just tired, man. All right? We're just tired.
There is a spot for an athlete to have a little bit of a personality and just start coming with the funny stuff. Baker's starting to do it a little bit. Have you seen that where he does raps? He'll like just recite rap lyrics when people ask him a question.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's semi-funny. There's still room, though, for players to have somewhat of a personality when they're doing interviews.
All right, funny or uncalled for? Josh Jacobs screwing all his fantasy owners this weekend because he tweeted out or Instagrammed out, hey, sorry, guys, I'm not playing today. I'm hurt. And then right before game time goes, idiots, I'm playing. So people took him out of their lineup. Funny or not funny?
Hilarious.
Really funny.
Hilarious.
You guys check Roto World. I'd trust that over a player tweeting.
I think it's hilarious. I think it is so funny.
Do you have Josh Jacobs?
In one of my leagues, I do.
I don't. But I mean, I had him in sore loser.
You traded? No.
No. I traded for him.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was a funny move. Like, I mean, it sucks if it cost you a championship or something like that, but I move on. You took him out of the lineup and those points could help you. But that is a player having fun with those fantasy owners, and I find it hilarious.
I mean, guys, be real. These players don't give a crap about your fantasy team.
You don't think so?
We want them to.
No. And even some of them don't even have any control over what the offensive coordinator is going to call for a play.
And again, man, I've talked about this before, but I don't understand. There are so many bets. So many bets out there. I look at them that have Lamar Jackson runs the ball more than 10 times. Like stupid bets like that an offensive coordinator could easily call just to make a bet. I know that they're not going to place a bet. But if they want to make all their friends happy and they give the Lamar Jackson 11 runs, like why not?
But that I believe they capped those bets, 500, 1,000.
Right. It's not, but, very, but what but I'm it's saying, still money that could be made.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, you're the OC, you're the OC of a team or whatever, and your friends are all like, come on, let's do a bet. All right. I'll have Josh Jacobs run the ball 10 times.
You want to know why?
What?
Because it's not worth that $500, not worth losing their $1 million salary.
All right.
And it's funny you said that.
It would be fun, though.
Hey, I was just listening to an interview. They were talking to one of the local sports books here. And the lady that runs the whole thing, she goes, yeah, we don't do a lot of prop bets for college because people could influence the players.
What do you mean? Oh, like they're students.
Yeah. I mean, she straight up addressed it and said, yeah, there probably could be some influencing going on. So that's why we don't have a lot of prop bets for college. That was her reason. I was like, that's epic.
They have people that monitor every single bet and every single thing. I don't know what their companies are, but that way they pay attention to if anything fishy is going on, they investigate it.
They're watching me place my dollar.
No. They don't investigate the low ones, dude.
Oh.
No. Right. If it's a lot of big bets, like if it's one game that, you know, usually wouldn't get a lot of action, but all of a sudden six $500,000 bets come in and they're like all on the same side, they're kind of like, they look into it.
Oh.
No, that's how tennis people get busted. Because I believe that one, when it comes to betting, has had a lot of corruption where a guy will throw it. So there has been stuff. All you got to do is Google tennis bet.
And speaking of corruption. I still cannot cash my Bovada check.
Did you go to Regions?
Yes, I went yesterday.
And what happened?
They said we can cash it for you, but it's going to go through a third party. They're probably going to charge you $15-$20. I'm like, $20 to cash this check. I do not understand what's happening.
So what are you going
to do? No one will touch this check, Coach. No one.
They did? Do you have an account with Regions?
I do not.
Well, there you go.
Well, the coach, I mean, what am I going to do? Open an account just to cash my $100
check? Give me the damn check. I got a guy in the alley that I'll meet right now, and I'll get you.
It's got my name on it.
I don't care.
Ray, you have an account with Regions?
Yes.
Sign the check over to Ray. Endorse to Ray.
Really?
Yes.
And you're going to give me the money?
Yes.
he won't even charge you the $15 or $20.
Yeah, they're just giving you the runaround. It's a legit check. Is it from Canada? Probably.
Yes.
But it can still cash.
Okay.
But with that said,
I've already signed it, though. Do I scratch my signature out and then say endorse too?
I don't know how that works. Hey, I have no idea.
Bovada is starting to become a thing of the past now that it's legal here in the States.
They're freaking out. They've lost every American.
And there was a little thing online where you can pick the first touchdown score.
Uh-huh.
This guy went after Bovada because he picked the field. Usually they'll list 12 guys and then they'll say the
everyone
field.
Else.
And what does the field mean? The
defense, anybody else.
Anyone else.
Correct. Well, Bovada, he had screenshots and everything, was trying to tell him that field meant field goal. And so they didn't give him his money because they said that meant the field goal was going to be the first touchdown.
Well, and here's the problem.
But the field goal can't be a touchdown.
Coach, but that's what the lady was explaining to him. And so then he went ape crap on Twitter, and he ended up getting a refund because then Twitter had to get involved.
Refund? No, I want the money.
No. They paid out his bet.
Originally,
if he wouldn't have made a fuss, he would have lost the bet because Bovada was telling him field meant field goal.
I'm telling you, because
there's people that
goal.
Don't know sports that are running, you know, a lot of the chat rooms and stuff.
I mean, Coach, they gamble every sport in the world.
Listen,
it's hearted.
We need to make more money. Just tell them a field goal. It makes sense.
Drago, did you put goal after the word field? No, boss. Perfect.
Dude, and with Bovada and stuff like that, people are saying that really what Bovada, and I hate to call them out, but all these offshore accounts are going to do, they're going to screw you, and they're only going to pay out the two people to make the most noise. Eight people out there are going to get screwed over. They're like, Eddie, have you ever been screwed over on a bet where you place and they go, oh, it's an incorrect line. Sorry about that.
Rarely.
But has it happened?
Once.
Stuff like that does happen. And right now, it's almost seemed like Bovada's MO throughout the years was the people that are the loudest, get them their money. Everybody else, screw them over. We'll make money, Drago, and we'll continue this empire. But now we have people in the States with legit customer service. I would say business is moving to these spots here.
I mean, my MGM one, though, like I cashed out last month. I made $60 or something, so I cashed out. I don't know where that money went. I can't find it.
No. So it'll cash to the card you deposited.
I opened some I don't know, MGM Plus account or something.
Oh, my God.
And now it's in, I guess it went there,
So it's on a card. They're going to mail you a card. It's called a Play Plus card.
That's it. Okay, so my card, what do? I use that at the store?
Yes, it'll be just like a Discover. You can only take out 500 max, but you can use it just how you would use any other card. If you want to cash advance, that's the max of 500.
They don't just give you a check?
It's bizarre.
No, there's no such thing as checks anymore. Either they'll give you a Play Plus card.
I don't know what you're talking about because I when I go to Vegas and I mail
in. They give you cash.
No. When I mail in a ticket, they mail me back a check.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to play like I'm in Vegas. I'm going to give you money. When I win, give me the money.
Hey, that's why you got to get on action247.com.
Do they give you straight cash, homie?
Coach, you go to an advanced financial and you get cash same day.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, this all credit card thing, what am I supposed to do? I want $100, honey. Let's go to a movie. Here's my Play Plus card. I'm going to pay my movie. Like, what's so stupid?
Coach, come over to the dark side.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
So you still don't have your money?
I guess they're sending me a card, Coach. I just found out from Ray.
It takes 6 to 8 weeks to get here or what?
Who knows?
Jeez.
I mean, it's not even worth it.
Well, and I think you can actually, if you want to redeposit without having the physical card, you can select deposit with that card. They have your card on file, and you can deposit with funds that are already in there.
Strange.
FYI.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, I'm all up on all these things. It's fascinating to me that now it's legal, and I'm just trying to learn everything I can possibly learn about it.
Ray, are you gambling college basketball?
College basketball last night, yes.
Oh, guys, I can't hit one bet. Not one bet. I've played since college basketball started. I cannot hit one bet.
Are we taking spreads or over-unders?
Both.
Have you considered pushing a line in a direction where you can do the alternate lines?
I don't push lines. No, but should I?
Coach,
you never done that in the NFL? Like a teaser?
Sometimes.
Where you do 6 points up or 6 points
sometimes,
down?
Sometimes, but I usually like to just start with regular spreads, bet across, do a 5-4 gamer parlay.
The key to gambling is getting a streak going. Right now, you don't have a streak, so you need to get hot. You're honestly on tilt. You're just looking for that win. Oh, bet on this cricket. Oh my gosh, give me this money. Bet it on NBA. Coach, you need to do a teaser so you put it in your favor. And then you win a bet.
Well,
that's
my problem is I just keep trying to watch these games and try to get a grip on who's good and who's not and how they play.
That's where you're
Auburn
wrong.
Auburn is going to suck. And I keep thinking, I'm just like, they can't suck for too long. And it's stuff like that where I'm just like,
why you don't win. That's why you got to read numbers. You got to go and break down their.
Do you want Bay to pick it?
Please. And Pablo.
No, he picked a loser.
He picked the Bengals.
Because he's a Bengals cat.
Oh, is that what
he's
it
a
is?
Bengal tiger.
Oh, right? I saw her say, I asked Pablo my cat, and he said, take the Bengal.
Yeah, that's
what
she gets for being cute when it comes to gambling. He's going to put hardcore money on that.
He's going
to
pick the Bengals every week.
Now. For college basketball, go to KenPom.com.
Excuse me?
KenPom.com.
Sounds like some kind of porn site.
Coach, what country is that from?
No, that's from America.
Okay.
And if you can, they have all the college basketball.
KenPom.
P-O-M.
Palm.com.
They have all the college basketball broken down. Wow. Numbers. You can read all about it.
Well, only numbers.
What do all these numbers mean, Coach?
Well, you're going to have to read about it. You're going to have to read up and try to.
Well, it looks like the ADJO just went up 2 points.
What does ADJEM mean?
Well, ADJIEM, it's a lot of pluses on that
one. Adjusted efficiency margin. What in the actual hell, Coach?
Coach, you're acting like you're Goodwill Hunting. What the F does this mean?
But that's what I'm telling you. That's what real gamblers use.
What is
Eddie's
this?
Eddie's been doing 1 and 2. Dude, look at this.
Yeah, the square root of 4.
That's Eddie's problem. Is he watches the games.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch them. Read the numbers. That's what these guys do. They don't watch the games.
Okay, Coach, I don't know what these numbers mean.
Well, you're going to have to read about it. That's the whole point.
So I got to read a book that tells me what these numbers mean, and then I got to read the numbers?
Yep. And we just got to trust Ken Palm that these numbers are right?
Who the F is Ken Palm?
He's always right.
Is he?
Ken Palm is never wrong.
He's the KenPom.com?
Yes. I'm telling you, that's the site you need to be reading for college basketball.
Yeah, and there you go. Ken Palm doesn't even have Auburn on his list.
No, he's right. I don't care about Auburn. I just think they're going to cover at some point when they're like plus 20 and they're playing Appalachian State. Like, come on. At some point, they're going to be good, right?
Well, I'm clicking into Auburn right now. Oh, you got to sign up for an account, a 12-month subscription from KenPom.
No, Coach, the numbers are right here. Just read them.
No, but if you want in-depth, even more than those numbers.
Man, I bought one of those like fantasy magazines, Diehards or some crap.
How'd that work out?
Terrible. They don't tell me anything like out of the ordinary.
Oh, yeah, and Coach, I paid for $100 for a betting pick back in the summer when I was crazy with my money.
I remember that.
Dude, and he would give me a money line. Tampa Bay's got glass now on the mound, and he'd give me money line Tampa Bay Rays.
I remember
Thanks, dude. Thanks for the expert
pick. I remember
pick.
That. And then Ray started selling it to our listeners. Yes. It was great.
And they were buying money lines.
I didn't sell it. We all went in together, so I at least made some of my $180 back.
And then it lost.
Oh, it lost multiple times. It wasn't a singular, Coach.
The big money line lost?
Oh, the Coach, big money line lost.
Coach, he lost glass now on a Friday night. On a Saturday, he went bucks, lost that, and on a Sunday, he went God knows. He was 0-3 for the whole weekend.
Hey, but you can go bucks more often now because Giannis is staying in Milwaukee, boys!
That's a segue, Woo! Ray. Good job pulling that one out of your
How
ass.
About, let me tell you, that is a great thing for the NBA.
Go ahead. No, I think my son told me they're making a movie about him called The Greek Freak.
Are they really?
Yeah. Anyway, side note.
Well, yeah, because he grew up in Greece. I know that.
But he is the Greek Freak, right?
That's why he's called the Greek Freak. But small market NBA teams have a tough time keeping their superstars. And he said, this is my home. You took a chance on me years ago, and I am going to stay here. I want to win here. I want to get better here. And he signs the super max deal, and it is great for the NBA.
Wow. Great. What about his brothers?
So, well, I don't know.
Ball brothers?
Well, here's the thing about Giannis. Everybody was gearing up for his free agency, signing these players to one-year deals, hoping they were going to have a shot at him. Oh, they're going to try to lure him to Dallas. They're going to try to bring him to Miami. But he doesn't even get to free agency. He doesn't wait for the, oh, I need you to wine and dine me. He knows where he wants to be.
I'm sure he got wine and dine.
No, he probably did, but what I'm saying is other teams didn't have a chance.
You know players want to go to Miami just for the reason so they can say, I want to take my talents to South Beach.
Or they can play, welcome to Miami.
Bumbanito
in Miami.
Miami, bitch.
Coach, we're not racy or vulgar anymore, Coach.
That is so big for the NBA. That's so huge.
So there is a movie coming out. There's no release date, but it's going to be on Disney Plus called
Coach.
The Greek Freak.
A lot of people were asking.
And it's it'll recount the journey of undocumented immigrants living in Greece.
Are you sure it's not going to be in Greek?
Including Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Greek Freak.
Coach, is it a film released here in the States, or are they shopping around Mexico?
Coach, it'll be on Disney Plus, Coach.
You know the way the future is. If you haven't canceled your cable, you're an idiot
I'm about
now.
To do that.
Everything
I haven't canceled my cable.
You should.
Neither have we. We only talk about it every day, though.
You should. You should, because I found all these different channels for free on my TV.
What?
You have a smart TV, right?
Yeah, the smart TV have a smart has TV. These channels Coach, there, that aren't even cable or a streaming service.
Nope.
But I need something channels. To record. Like, what? How do I record
that might be a problem.
The challenge, the Bachelorette, the... How do I Shark Tank? How do I record all that?
I'm sure it all works.
I think that once you have your subscribe account, like Hulu or whatever it is that you're going to be using,
then you'll pull up that exact channel.
They have all that stuff pre-saved, so you can go back and watch.
Well,
it
I have Hulu, but are you sure that it has the challenge?
I do not know, Coach. Don't quote me. I don't know what
Eddie,
it has.
Eddie, holding a gun to your head. Are you sure it has a challenge?
I don't know, Coach. Please don't shoot me.
Well, hey, the challenge this season is awesome. It's... The challenge, double agents.
Guys, I don't know if this is going to be horrible audio, but this is the guy saying that players are tired. This might be terrible.
The national media, they said it, but Steelers wants to say it, but the fact that this was their third game in 12 days, I think they're just a little bit tired, and I don't think I
think... He's right. They're just a little bit tired.
Oh, it's a newscaster's going with our angles.
So you're talking about the challenge? What, double header?
Double agents, guys. Let me tell you.
That means that they're not trustworthy?
Yes.
Bananas.
No, Bananas is not on this season. But CT is back.
Who's that? Coach,
dude,
who's CT?
Dude, you know CT lives here in Nashville?
No, he does not.
Dude, CT works as a roofer with my cousin.
Why don't you get him on the show?
What, I've already pitched it to the big show.
No, the little show, Coach.
Oh, Coach, I didn't know we had a pitch session.
I don't believe you.
I'm dead serious. CT lives in Nashville. He's making a great career for himself, especially when those Sky Diamonds come, the Tornado. That's when it damages the roofs. They make a killing. My cousin said he's awesome. He can introduce us all.
So he's roofing houses?
No. I mean, he's with the business. I don't know if he's actually on the roof, Eddie.
Oh, got it.
You know?
Are you doing research on this?
I think he lives in Florida.
No. Speaking of roofing houses, I met a guy this weekend, and he goes, talking to me, telling me his life story. He told me that he's an alcoholic. And I go, well, what do you do for a living? And he goes, I roof houses. And I said, well, that's a terrible combination. You're an alcoholic and you roof houses.
But he could be a functioning alcoholic.
Hey, and I said, have you ever fallen? And he goes, twice. Once I hit a bush. The other time I landed straight on the sidewalk.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Coach, couple of questions for you. Where did you meet this guy?
Grocery store.
Okay. Like what aisle? Or checkout?
Hey, you know these lines, how they snake? There's a lot of downtime, boys, when you're trying to get some basic needs at a grocery store.
So how did the conversation go down? You look into his cart, he's got a couple of sixers in there or a couple cases? What do you got?
No, you know me. I said a smart aleck comment. He looked like a roofer, and he goes, I actually am. And I go, oh, that's awesome.
You told him you look like a roofer?
Coach, he had everything on, like the entire gear on. I was like, either the dude's going to a Halloween party late or he's a roofer. And he is.
So what does a roofer look like? A roofer to
probably
me.
Probably rough.
No. He says all the gear. Every roofer I see has jeans and a t-shirt on.
They have a long sleeve, so they protect themselves from the sun.
Listen, I'm kind of into roofing houses now that my cousin works in that industry. So, whatever. Now, I don't just see houses. You guys see a front door and a garage. I see the roof. Does the roof need a repair?
Okay, hold on. So then after you look like a roofer, I am a roofer. Cool.
So
how do you go from that to I'm an alcoholic?
Have you been doing that your whole life? Well, I'm an alcoholic, so I was in the slammer a little while, and then that led to...
He's a recovering alcoholic.
Yes, but he is a roofer.
Good.
Coaches, I'm telling you, there's a lot of industries you guys think don't make a lot of money, but the roofing industry, I'm telling you, that's a diamond in the rough.
Have you seen the
and
guy...
And I will hang up and listen.
No. The people that own the roofing business.
Right.
Yes, not the people that are actually roofing the houses.
Maybe.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok that goes up to people in sports cars and asks them what they do for a living?
That's a great.
It's fantastic.
Can I not pull up the audio?
Say that again.
He's on TikTok and he goes up to like somebody in a Lambo.
Obviously, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I don't do
that. What is it called?
I'm sure they put it on different articles.
Okay. What is it called? Toe Talk?
And he goes to people like in Lambo and be like, hey, man, what do you do for a living? And it's funny. Most of the people are just like, oh, I program computers. I own my own janitorial service.
That's funny.
Are there tons of them?
I mean, Coach, there are so many. And you look at these people, you're just like, oh, this guy must be a rock star. Hey, man, what do you do for a living?
Here we go. This might be a swear. Sorry if there is.
Yeah.
For a living.
I've had legs.
Excuse me. Hi. Sorry, scary. What do you do for a living? Finance? Professor?
She's in a Porsche Boxer.
What do you do for a living?
Here's a Ferrari.
Are you doing from TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, should I follow you? roofing and real estate.
Yeah!
Roofing and real estate.
Roofing and real estate!
Of course, he owns... No, Coach,
he owns the business and he owns the real estate firm.
Coach, could he have not proven my point
Coach,
right?
I guarantee not the guy at the grocery
Ray,
store. Coach.
The guy that is roofing my neighbor's house right now, if you want to come interview him, I guarantee you... He is not making millions of dollars.
Let me play this one more time. What did I just say is an industry people don't know that there's a lot of money in?
Living.
Are you doing from TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, should I follow you? roofing and real estate.
He's a roofer!
No, he's not a roofer.
No, he owns a roofing business. He does not get up on the roof. You understand that right. Like, if you see someone up on the roof, they're not making the money.
Well, you tell me. I don't know.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, I don't know the corporate structure of the business and the employees and the bosses
Coach,
and
stop
upper
it.
Management.
Quit acting stupid. You know that the guy on the roof of scraping shingles off
just
isn't
like, hey,
driving a Lambo.
Right. Chick-fil-A makes millions of dollars, but the person working the drive-thru, they're not making the money.
Stop it.
Here's my point. Sometimes my cousin, we've never
spoken
about
this. No, your cousin does not make millions of dollars.
Hold on. He will get on the roof, but he's not necessarily the guy taking off the shingles, but he will to go assess it, and I believe it's called an adjuster or something.
Does he own the roofing company?
No.
Then he's not
making
a
lot of money.
He said he just went on vacation.
Whoa. Coach, we all go on vacation.
Well, hey, Eddie, did you go on vacation?
I sure did. I went to Chattanooga the other week.
Didn't you go to Corona Cove?
I did go to Corona Cove.
Oh, wow, you a millionaire?
I am so rich.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
All right.
There's a movie, speaking of Disney Plus, we talked about it, called Safety. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I saw the preview. But
yeah. So the boys wanted to watch it, and we watched it.
Is it very cheesy?
It's you know what? The storyline is this guy, he gets recruited to go play for Clemson. He's a safety. That's why it's called Safety.
Oh, wow. They really ventured on that.
They went out there. Hey, got real creative with that title.
He's a safety. You know, he grew up in a bad, bad environment. Mom's a drug addict. Doesn't have a dad. And he's got a little brother, though, that still lives at home. And the little brother's like, hey, man, you got to help me out. My mom's not here, and she leaves me here at night, not here, whatever. And this dude's got to worry about games, making.
What does sacrifice mean to you? I am a winner. Means putting it all on the line. I am a winner.
I am a winner.
Disney Safety, rated PG, only on Disney Plus.
So is that the movie you were talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, so, before you were rudely interrupted?
So he's worried he's like stressed out. He's got classes that are important, and he's got to make the team. He hasn't made the team yet. Like, he hasn't dressed a game yet, so he's trying really hard. And the coaches are like, this is your family. You work hard for your family. You seem distracted. Forget all that crap. You're letting your teammates down. He's like, shoot, man, this is getting tough. He goes home. Turns out his little brother's about to go into foster care because mom's screwing up. So he takes his little brother, sneaks him to school, and he lives in the dorm with him. Sneaks him around for like a week. And then...
Oh, a whole week.
A week.
I mean, you could easily sneak a family member on the campus.
He snuck him around for a week. Hey. I thought you were going to say a month.
I thought you were going to say the whole semester, Coach.
What I'm saying is he only got a week until he got busted.
Oh, no.
I could easily have had somebody living in my dorm for months.
Well, Coach, when he gets busted...
Probably have someone living in my basement right now.
When he gets busted, the coaches are like, you let the team down, son. It's against the rules. We're going to have to let you go.
Now give me your boy.
I mean, this whole scholarship he's been working for, his whole dream to play for Clemson, is about to get destroyed because they realize.
Way to go, Dabo.
Yeah, it's not Dabo. Dabo wouldn't sign off on this one. There ain't Dabo in this movie.
Oh, Dabo's not in there?
Nah, it's some fake coach or whatever. But it's a good premise, great idea, cheesy as crap because they play the Clemson card like, you want to know why I'm helping you, son? Why are you helping me, coach? Because of that logo on your shirt right there, son. We're family. Clemson bleeds forever. Like, shut up!
You got to love these SEC schools getting these baller movies. You had Alabama had what movie?
Forrest Gump?
No, what was the one where the strong side. The family took him in. Blind side.
That's not Alabama.
That's not Alabama, though.
Oh, I knew it was SEC. And then Clemson, not at SEC.
And Rudy, not SEC.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
You had what are the...
You had Remember the Titans. Hey, oh, wait, not SEC.
You know the next...
Oh, The Longest Yard.
No, not SEC.
I'll tell you the next SEC movie coming out, Sarah Fuller.
That's SEC?
And I'll hang up and listen.
No, you're right. She's going to get a movie from...
He's so mad.
Why are you so mad about
it? I would have been fine if she would have kicked a field goal.
Right, if she kicks the field goal, that's fine. If she's the kicker, let her be the kicker.
There's nothing to be mad at. The school decided to do this. Your dad's right. It's definitely a publicity stunt. Definitely, you look at your season like, guys, we have a crappy season. This kind of fell on our plate. Why not?
And also, if you're – listen, the brain trust at Vanderbilt, props. One day they were just sitting there and they're like, hey – why don't we just have a girl come on the team as a kicker?
Sure.
Well, no,
it's not a bad idea.
No, they went for it because of COVID. The kickers were out because of COVID.
I get it, but you can't find another kicker?
Once they came back, no, because they would have to sit out a certain amount of days. She was already a student athlete that was going through the testing, so they knew she was COVID-free.
Okay.
And so, but once the other guys are back, either she's the kicker or they're the kicker. Not this, inside the 10-yard line.
She's the inside the 10.
Eddie,
and let's be real. It's not a smooth transition. It's two completely different balls. The punter is probably better off.
I see what you did there, Coach.
Guys, I would say somebody else on the football team is better to kick a football that they're familiar with than her a soccer ball.
Well, and you know that Vandy has a men's soccer team, too.
No, I don't think they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Got him.
They don't have men's soccer?
I don't think
they do. Just women's soccer in college?
You'd have to look.
I mean, how is that possible?
They have certain sports for
I mean, what's next? Baseball team needs a cleanup hitter? Hey, we check the swim team? I mean, come on. Get the hell out of here.
Check the lacrosse team. They kind of swing. It's straight. I mean,
they do have a soccer program.
Because they have to. And you're telling me Saban would do this? Saban would not do this. Why? Because Alabama's.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
They had a soccer team through 2005. The program was dropped in 2006.
Oh, Coach, literally, we're in their backyard. Go out and yell at the door. Does Vandy have a soccer team?
Go check, and you'll be back.
No,
in
it
two
says
months.
Folded 2006. Folded.
Folded.
On their Wikipedia, head coach vacant.
Like, if we want to make a statement, come on, Dabo. Come on, Saban. Let's get it. Let's get a female kicker in there.
How? Rate the movie.
The movie's fine. I'm telling you, the whole Clemson thing ruins it for me.
Like, well, you know it's a true story, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but the, I mean, it's,
they overplay
it's
the Clemson.
It's a Clemson commercial, is what it is.
There, you know, like, we got to the bottom of it.
I mean, really? It's all about Clemson. The Clemson family is what saved this kid. You know, like, this is what it was about. Great premise. I mean, right down the middle. Give it 3 paw prints out of 5.
Okay.
It's all right. It was all right. The kids loved it, though. Because
the kids ask what the line was on the game? Hey, Dad, why are you watching a game that isn't having betting involved? Kids, sometimes I like movies.
You want to hear a good story, though?
Good.
So, Anthony Carter, he played for the Miami Heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's role player, 4 points a game, comes off the bench.
Role playing, huh?
And after the 2002-2003 season,
like
he was planning on exercising.
He wore leather.
A player option to stay with the Heat, it would pay him $4.1 million. His agent forgot to tell the Heat by the deadline.
Fire him.
So he doesn't get that $4.1 million. He signs with the Spurs for like $750,000.
Ooh.
And his agent, Bill Duffy, said, it was my fault.
I will pay you the money.
I'm going to pay you that $3 million that I lost you.
What?
And he came up with a payment plan. And he just made the last payment.
What?
He paid him.
How did he pay him $3 million?
Over the, how many years has it been? 15
That's
years?
That's how much an agent can he can just pay, after 15 years.
Yeah, he made a payment plan and said, I will pay you this much every time. Because I screwed you. Like, I messed up. It was my mistake.
I'm looking at Bill Duffy right now. It looks like he lost the paperwork underneath a cheeseburger.
Coach, I mean, he played, 20 years ago, right?
The player played, back in 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
And he lost $3 million because of this, because he signed for basically $1 million. So he said, I'll pay you back. I'm going to own my mistake and I'm going to pay you. And the guy didn't fire him, kept him as his agent. And he just made the last payment.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
That is so cool.
That is a beautiful story.
Yeah, that's quite the 20-year payment plan.
No,
coach, how many times have you owed me money and you haven't paid me yet?
Never.
Oh.
But how many times have you owed someone $3 million from a mistake? And usually,
No. You have to break it down in real terms.
No. But I'm saying,
have you ever owed
this agent could have just been like,
No, but my point is that sometimes we don't pay back $20. This dude owed $3 million. He didn't owe it.
He didn't have to pay him.
He didn't have to.
Right.
He just knew that he screwed him out of $3 million. So he said, I was responsible, so I will get that back to you. Out of my own pocket. That is a beautiful story. I'm about to get tears in my eyes.
Terrible job by the media. We didn't get this story for 20 years.
I mean, this.
It probably happened. They probably said it way back when, but they just.
Well, coach, you don't want to sell a story on this dude. Forget the payments. you got to wait till he pays out. Now's the time the story comes out.
What does this guy do? Venmo him every month or what?
This year marked the last of those payments, with Carter confirming in an interview this week that Duffy made good on his promise and paid back the entire $3 million.
That's beautiful, man.
Crazy. And what's crazy is this Carter guy, he dropped out of high school after his freshman year and went around the city and played in games for money to make a living. And some guy saw him in a game and was like, hey, dude, you're good enough to play in college. I'm going to make a tape of you. Is that cool? And he goes and plays at a junior college. Then he goes and plays at the University of Hawaii. And right before the draft, he injures his shoulder that requires surgery. And all the other agents were like, never mind. We don't want anything to do with you. And this Duffy dude said, hey, you can still be my client.
So
and
this agent.
He probably picked up a lot more people because of his honesty and his integrity.
Thank you.
Now that,
took the words right out of my mouth.
That is true.
This is why. And again, it's fine that he did it. I think it's amazing that he did it. But you got to understand the back of his mind.
No. Back of his mind.
Back of his mind, I am going to be blackballed from any athlete wanting me to be their agent if I don't get this guy his money.
Coach, at the core of it, this is a good dude. I mean,
yes.
He could have
bottom
ran
line
and saved himself $3 million.
Yeah, but everyone would know about it and just be like, well, screw this guy.
Nah.
What are you talking about? Coach, like in this industry, right, here in Nashville, songwriting industry, if anyone steals a song or tries to kind of steal an idea and screw someone else, you know what they do? They don't sue the guy. They just say, okay, you're that kind of player. Well, guess what? No one's going to write with you anymore. And he won't write with anyone anymore. And he's screwed from the business. His business is gone. That's like this guy. It would have been the same with him. He would have been screwed. It would have gotten out. Every athlete would have been like, you're a terrible person.
Maybe. But at the same time, the fact that he had to make a payment plan for 15 years, because he didn't have $3 million to give this dude.
Of course.
He said, I'm going to figure out a way to get you that money.
I think it's beautiful.
And here's the crazy part. What happened after this changed the landscape and the history of the NBA.
Oh.
Because with that extra money that the Heat had that they didn't think they were going to have, they signed Lamar Odom. 2 years later,
Odom was in the Bunny Ranch.
No, they traded Lamar Odom for Shaquille O'Neal to come down to Miami and win the Heat their first NBA championship.
Was that before or after he passed out at the Bunny Ranch?
Before. But isn't that crazy how things work out?
Yeah. So you're telling me Bill Duffy brought together the big three in Miami? Come on.
It's not the big three.
It's the big three. LeBron, D-Wade,
and Bosch. No, what I'm saying is because Bill Duffy.
You're telling me.
Because Bill Duffy forgot to opt his player in, he had to pay $3 million out of his own pocket, and it created room for the Heat to sign Lamar Odom and then get Shaq and win their first NBA title. That's crazy.
He put together the steel curtain?
No, he did not put it. Nothing about the steel curtain, nothing about the big three. Huh. I just thought that was an incredible story that someone made a mistake, and instead of passing blame or not taking responsibility, he stepped up to the plate and said, yo, that is on me.
And you know what?
And it's beautiful.
For every Bill Duffy, there's companies out there, there's people, because listen,
Enron.
Yes.
Jeez, what does that have to do with anything?
I was at a telecommunications company that didn't pay me my final paycheck.
Okay, there we go. There we go. And they still haven't paid you,
have
they,
Ray? Still haven't paid me.
Exactly.
They could have spread it out over 20 years, and they could have slowly paid me the $2,000 they owed me. They did not. Everybody needs to be a Bill Duffy.
Now, do you want to tell everyone the name of that company so they can now blackball that company?
No, Coach. I think it actually even went out of business.
Well, there you go. Karma. That's what I'm saying. Bill Duffy did not – was the agent's name?
Yeah.
Agent Bill Duffy?
Mm-hmm.
He does not – he did not want karma. He knew he'd done him wrong. And I think in the long run, it helped his business.
No, it probably did.
They're still going
but
strong.
But I don't think he did it to help his business.
I think in the back of his mind, he was like, do this because it's
no,
right.
No, I think he just said, you know what? I owe this dude $3 million. Like, there's just no way.
I
can't live with myself knowing I cost this dude $3 million, who is a fringe NBA player at, you know what I mean? He's averaging 3 points a game off the bench.
Eddie. Yep. He could have just as easily not paid him the $3 million.
Correct.
As we're saying, he realized it would help his career. In the moment, he was just a good guy and said, I'm going to get you the money. He could have turned and saved himself $3K.
Sure.
Million.
$3 million.
Sorry,
Coach.
Those numbers confused.
Yeah, $3K. $3 million. Big difference.
It's always embarrassing when you're around people and you get the millions and hundred thousands confused. They're like, what? You never dealt with those numbers before? And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, man. My bad on that one. It was a couple decimals. My bad.
Before we get to the Indians, Eddie, we're going to talk about them changing their names.
Hmm. I called that.
Edinburgh.
I said Redskins.
The Coach, no crap, Coach. Everything. The Seminoles are next.
The Braves are next.
A couple weeks ago, there's the Edinburgh High School football player who got kicked out of the game.
Hold on. Why we got to talk about this? Move on. Next story.
This is where Eddie's from. He tackled the ref after being ejected.
That's
he ran back out on the field and knocked him down, tackled him. Well, he has apologized.
Great.
And they have suspended him from athletic
eligibility
for 1 year. He only has a semester left, so he won't be able to wrestle. But here's the thing.
Is he going to be able to go to college?
I guess.
Keep his scholarships?
But what happened, what I found out, though, is back last year in a soccer game, he got a red card, and he slapped the red card out of the ref's hand, so he was kicked off the soccer team.
So you think that he's just going to stop?
So I think... After reading that, it tells me he needs anger management.
Okay.
There is something going on in his life.
Mm-hmm. You think?
That he needs anger management or someone to sit down and talk to.
You need to reach out to him.
That there is no.
You too have anger management issues.
No.
Talk to him, Coach.
He needs professional help. There is something that he acts out in this way that he needs help. That he doesn't know how to control his emotions. And it may be something in his childhood or in his home.
Oh, yes.
He needs help. And I after reading that he was kicked off the soccer team because he got a red card and slapped the, red card out of the ref, and then he tackles this ref, there is something wrong.
Yeah. I think that he needs to just go to the UFC That way he can just take it out on that sport and not try to play a civilized sport like soccer, football, wrestling, things like that. You can't do that.
Great point, Eddie.
You want to fight? Go to UFC. You can bite someone's ear off.
We have now reached the 1 hour mark.
Thank you.
I
sure. Anger management classes, sure. But I mean, there are outlets for stuff like this. Obviously, he can't play sports with the rest of our kids.
And we can't let him get older. And once he has kids of his own, some give me an abusive dad. We need to stop it now.
You do.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're right. That does get worse.
And it tells me there's a pattern that he needs someone to talk to, someone to teach him how to control his anger.
All right.
Now, the Cleveland Indians are changing their name.
Whoa, they're not that team anymore.
Coach. Actually, they are. They're going to be the Indians through 2021.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't
why
feel
why
right
so
you,
long?
It doesn't even feel
well,
right
because
you
they
saying
have,
it.
Well, because they already have merchandise printed. They got to be able to sell it. Well, we don't know what the team name is going to be, but I want to know what other teams, if you could change their
name. If we were deciding their next name right
now. Yeah, what would we do? And it could be any NBA, NFL, baseball, hockey, any team.
What? Yeah, but we're doing the Indians, right?
Oh, no, I just said any team.
I thought you wanted us to name the Indians.
Okay, well, name the Indians.
Like, give the Indians a new name, right?
Okay, go for it.
So I came up with Engines.
Not bad. Because are there trains? Is it Cleveland?
Sure. You can do any kind of train, a truck or something.
The Cleveland Engines.
It sounds like Indians already. You just call them the Engines.
Okay.
Okay. Right. But I mean, that still is Indians, though. Engines
just engines. Choo choo.
Yes, I'm talking about car engines, like the Engines.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. Okay, I was thinking about a train
or a train engine. Choo choo.
That's where I went.
Ray?
The Engines, Ray. What teams did you name, Ray?
So the Detroit Tigers, I honestly, this isn't even being funny. There shouldn't be Tigers in the name. I believe they're very close to being an endangered species.
I don't think they are.
Yeah, if they're not,
they will be.
Come 2021.
If they're not, then they're not.
But they no longer need to be called the Detroit Tigers. They need to be the Detroit Blights. Because the entire community of Detroit is blighted.
What the?
What is blight?
What does that mean?
It means ghetto.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you went to Detroit because I wanted to rename the Detroit Lions.
Oh, wow.
Another endangered animal. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, we got to get rid of the Lions.
Okay.
The Detroit Dumpster Fires.
That will never be used.
Coach, you can't do that. You're not giving your team hope.
Well, I mean, there is no hope for Detroit Lions fans. They suck every single year. No matter what they do, they suck.
Guys in Milwaukee, they're the Brewers.
Yes, I love that.
No. We are telling kids it is okay to drink alcohol and own a brewery. Guys, if we want more families to come to the game, they need to be the Milwaukee Juice Boxes.
Woo! Like it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Coach?
The Brewers are fine,
Mom,
Coach.
Mom, can we go watch the Milwaukee Juice Boxes today?
Man,
yeah, grab a juice box. Let's go.
My foster kid brought up something today, the other day, and I was like, man, that's crazy. I thought the exact same thing when I was a kid. He goes, hey, Dada, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they steal? Is that why they're the Steelers? And I'm like, kid, that's exactly. I remember having that same conversation with my mom when I was a kid. Being
so
like,
instead of Steelers, they should be Pittsburgh Panhandlers.
Robbers.
Oh,
love it.
I did not understand that they were Steelers because they made steel in Pittsburgh.
Ah.
I thought they were Steelers, like they stole things.
That's interesting. Well,
you thought the same.
Well, I was thinking the Las Vegas Raiders doesn't sound right.
No, Gamblers.
I mean, it could be the Las Vegas Gamblers. I mean, that's okay.
What do you mean?
But I thought
Sinners.
Oh, that's not bad either. Las Vegas Lap Dancers. Because when you go to Las Vegas, there's one thing you want to get.
Hey, even if you ain't a fan of the Las Vegas Lap Dancers, you want a t-shirt.
Exactly. You will sell that merchandise like hotcakes.
I like it.
Speaking of hotcakes,
can you imagine?
Christmas present, guy, the best Christmas present. ShopSoreLosers.com. Get that Sore Losers t-shirt. Let's go.
Yeah, right now we have our Sore Losers t-shirt Palooza going on. It's only at Christmas. It's our 12 days of Christmas. It's going to be the same exact price, same exact t-shirt. Nothing's changed, but we are calling it our Christmas Shopapalooza at Sore Losers.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a
Sore Losers t-shirt. Sore Losers t-shirt. Sore Losers t-shirt.
What about the koozies that we always talk about, but we still only have t-shirts? Guys, I got one more team I want to add to the MLB list.
All right.
The Kansas City Royals.
That's stupid.
It sounds like a team from overseas. The Royals. Oh, Kate, how are you?
Okay.
I love this.
Hello,
go ahead.
Prince Albert.
Hello.
How are you? How is your tea? They need to be Kansas City middle class, y'all. I mean, come on. What middle class American doesn't want to go to the Kansas City middle class?
What
y'all?
If it was like the Kansas City Grill Masters?
Oh.
You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Not bad.
You try to get Bubs in on there?
Hey, Bubs.
Oh, Kansas City Barbecue Boys.
There we go. Something like that.
Okay. Well, I want to go down to the city of Houston.
Coach, we're way over an hour.
I want to go down to the city of Houston.
Coach, you trying to break your family's record of an hour
the
and a
half? The Houston Astros, right?
Can we talk about something else?
I mean, that's a great name, the Astros, whatever. People make fun of them, the Lastros. No, the Houston Bangers.
Bangers?
Oh, trash can banger.
It was better than the Houston trash can, so I'd like the Houston
What if
banger.
It was like garbage men?
Love that.
Ooh. Right?
What if they made them do that?
Or that, hey,
that's their penalty?
Instead of the Tennessee Titans?
The Tennessee...
Tight asses.
Okay.
Oh, because of Derrick Henry. Got a nice ass.
You always talk about his butt, so I thought that was a good one.
I thought Coach was going to go with everybody in this town that says, why aren't the Titans named after a musical thing? Because this is a musical city. Like, what do you want?
Like guitars?
Yeah, like the Tennessee Guitars or something.
Okay.
No, the Tennessee...
hey, we're all quiet. That's actually not bad.
Hey.
No, that's pretty terrible.
Guys, tell the city of Commerce
that. How about the
that?
Tennessee country music guys?
Tennessee
hillbillies.
No, we can't do hillbillies.
Oh, we can't do hillbilly. Tennessee rednecks.
I like that. All right, we're done.
All right, yeah, we're done. Okay. I mean, gosh, guys.
I'm going to take away that name and offend the rednecks by calling them the rednecks.
No, that's it. All right.
Good. Hey, good to have you guys back.
And all the teams out there realize, yes, there are the Indians that are offended, but there's a lot of names that aren't great. Why not just change? If you just think, even if your name isn't offensive, maybe now's the time just to change it. Might as well.
Everybody else doing it.
Dude, you're not going to draw any attention. Everybody else is doing it.
And you know what? I kind of like the Washington football team.
It ain't
I don't them. Want them to change it.
I'll tell you this. It ain't bad.
Like, after it being sitting there for a while, I'm like, it's kind of cool.
I mean, it's
interested
weird.
To see what what's the other team?
What?
The Indians. Sorry. I just forgot the theme of the bit. The Indians. I'm curious what they're going to do. What are they, the Cleveland baseball team? I mean, if that happens.
No, they're going to be the Indians for the whole year.
I know, but when they switch it over.
It's just weird, man. I was teaching my kids about the conferences and the divisions and all that, and they're going down the list. Like, all right, you got the Cardinals, you got Giants, you got the Eagles, you got the Washington football team. And it's always like a break. Like, that doesn't fly. Like, we're saying, like, all right, mascot, 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 mascot. Washington football team, because that's their new name, and it's awkward. It's very weird to say still.
Hey, Lunch might like it, but how many times this year did you call them the Washington football team?
Never.
Me either. I called them Washington, or I called them that team that has the color of a
Redskins. Or I've called them the Redskins plenty of times because it's hard to get it out of your head.
I say the team that looks like the old Redskins.
Sure, sure.
All
right. You guys have a great day?
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay. I got to figure out what I'm doing in my life.
I'm going to nap here in 10 minutes.
No.
Lunch did bring us breakfast. Thank you very much, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, guys.
You came back from the family reunion. Very nice and very generous with your money. Thank
Woo-hoo.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, you guys. Hey, we're continuing the episodes right up through the first year. We just got an email. We're going to still humping every bumping and humping every week.
Yeah, I don't. What? I mean,
they said podcasts need to continue throughout the end of the year. We're not taking a vacay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I just got that email too.